Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk about daily light. I went with a friend of mine, and we were hiking the Appalachian Trail, and I found this to be interesting. You know, when I go out and walk my dog at night around my home, there's enough ambient light in the city where I can see fairly well. But out on the trail where there's no lights, it just felt pitch black dark. I couldn't see a thing. And oftentimes, I go into days where I feel that as well. But I think what keeps me from seeing well is not the fact that it's dark, but it's whatever the anxiety or pressure, maybe it's internal, maybe it's external. But what I know is this, that God has a plan for me, and it always includes this one word. You ready? Holiness. When we flee from sin, we're choosing a path of holiness. Well, the scriptures say to us that we are to make a plate of pure gold and engrave upon it like the engravings of a signet, that it says holiness to the Lord, that each day we're to kind of get on a battle plate that just says we want to choose holiness, because holiness, without which nobody can see the Lord. God is there in reality as spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, holiness. But we're all as unclean, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags, and we are not sanctified in them that come near us, but only glorified because of the Lord Jesus, where we find holiness. You know, what I have discovered is that the Bible gives me such a beautiful passage in the Psalms. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the person that trusts in him. Fear the Lord, for there is no want to them that fear him. I love that verse. I love the fact that while my day might look dark, he will provide light because I have chosen to fear him. And that word fear is not that I am fearful of him. It is that I am in awe of him, that in the darkest moment, he can provide light. He is a light unto my path. I want you to know and understand that he has the ability to give us new mercies every morning. The Lord is the portion of our inheritance, and our cup can run over because he has given us holiness. He has given us light. He has given us direction. Friend, listen, whatever state you're in, choose holiness. Flee from sin and choose in doing so to find yourself grateful and content. Godliness with contentment is great gain, friend. God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Is that not beautiful? Today, my friend, find daily light on your path and be sure that you are bathing it in holiness. And holiness, if you're wondering, how do I do that? Well, you run toward God and you run away from what the Spirit of God is telling you to be sin. Oh, friend, listen, the Lord Jesus has all the light you need. He is the way, the truth, the life, and he is the light that will guide us to eternal life. Today, bask in that holiness because he loves you so much. God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.